I have some P1 homework to assign. Now, I normally don't like to assign homework. I like to do all our work here in class. But I have some homework that I want you to do before Muse in the News today, P1s. And that's go to GordonKeith.com, watch the Michael Vick getting the key to the city video, and be ready because at 7:15 today, we're going to cover this story. Maybe the biggest embarrassment of the Super Bowl. At least it's on my radar the most right now. Dwayne Carraway, our pro tem mayor, gives Michael Vick a key to the city during the Super Bowl. It's the most sickening display watching that video.
Isn't it?
It's horrible. We're going to get into what Dwayne Carraway says he was thinking and giving Michael Vick that key. But I also want to assign some Photoshop work because I think we got a lot of comedy here as Dwayne Carraway giving the key to the city. Who are some of the other people that perhaps he's given the key to the city to over the years that we didn't realize?
Lee Harvey Oswald.
That would be one.
Jeroen Vandersloot.
Oh, my gosh. Jeroen Vandersloot.
Elizabeth Smart.
Okay, well, that's all right. That one's all right.
Is there any doubt that the next person that he's going to give a key to is Sam Smarty? The guy who tried to blow up downtown Dallas. Isn't that worthy of a key in Dwayne Carraway's mind?
So far, we've reported here on the ticket that Dwayne Carraway has given a key to the city to Lee Harvey Oswald, Jeroen Vandersloot, and Sam Smarty.
Jabari?
In addition
Jabari
to...
Yeah, Jabari. Don't forget Jabari.
He should get one.
Oh, it's embarrassing. Dwayne Carraway is our mayor pro tem. Well, Dwayne Tashard Carraway decided that he wanted to get Michael Vick's autograph, and the best way to do that was to give him a key to the city during Super Bowl week. Michael Vick, who served 19 months in prison for brutalizing and killing dogs and is still on probation, got a key to our city for what?
Talking to kids.
It's my opinion that he got a key to our city so that Dwayne Carraway could sniff his jock. And that is the only reason. Dwayne Carraway wanted to be so close to that athlete and sniff his jock all up. And so he figured the best way to
sniff it all up.
Befriend Michael Vick was to give him a key to the city. That is the only explanation.
There are two levels of keys to the city. The first most official level is one that's given by the mayor himself, and that's given to foreign dignitaries and all that. Well, every council member can also give a key, a lesser key, to the city. And there's no rules or regulations on it. They can give it to whomever they want to. And Tashard Carraway wanted to give it to Michael Vick because he thinks Michael Vick's really kick-ass. So the ticket's own Richard Hunter went out there to cover the event. He heard that Michael Vick was going to be in town and Dwayne Carraway was going to introduce him. And Michael Vick was going to talk to kids. Well, Richard Hunter used to be with the ticket, and he adopted one of Michael Vick's dogs. Matter of fact, one of Michael Vick's bait dogs. And so Richard has a dog in this fight.
Mm-hmm.
So he wanted to go confront Michael Vick. Now, he knew he wasn't going to get too much from Michael Vick and all this, but he was going to go out there with his video camera and tape it. And indeed, afterwards, he confronts Michael Vick, and Michael Vick ignores him, and Michael Vick's posse pushes him aside. And one of Michael Vick's posse said, "We don't care about the dogs." That's
nice.
Don't you instruct your entourage not to make statements like that?
So those are the kind of people Vick is surrounding himself with.
And Richard basically said he expected that kind of treatment. What he did not expect and did not know of was that Dwayne Carraway was going to reach into his pocket and hold up a golden key to the city, to the heavens, as God sends down lightning to empower, imbue the key with power, and then hands it to Michael Vick. And Michael Vick let out a maniacal laugh that echoed throughout the downtown buildings.
You're exaggerating what Vick did. You're not exaggerating what Carraway did. And if you haven't seen the video, find it online. It will sicken you the way Dwayne Carraway makes a production of handing the key to the city to a felon who is still on probation. It's absolutely one of the most sickening things a local politician has ever done. And they interviewed Tom Leppard on the news last night. He was seething. I've never seen that man mad. He was seething last night at what Dwayne Carraway did. How is this bozo in a position of power in this town?
Tom Leppard?
No. Dwayne Carraway. How is Dwayne Carraway in a position of power? It's embarrassing. embarrassing.
Well,
what he did.
This is his apology at a prepared statement. Dwayne Carraway said, "I care deeply about animals. I have two dogs of my own, and I'm deeply sorry to offend anyone who loves animals."
Oh, okay.
Even reptiles?
But then he added that he still made the right decision in giving the key to Michael Vick, because Michael Vick has dedicated himself to helping kids not make the same mistakes that he did. Okay. So Carraway said, quote, "In the eyes of many people, he's a hero, and the great majority of Dallas residents would agree that giving Vic the key was the right thing to do."
The great majority?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes. All right, we have the audio here of Carraway presenting the key to Michael Vick, so let's all enjoy this.
Take it?
We'll do it on the
show. I feel so very proud to do and to bestow upon you and you all as witnesses. I would like to personally present to Michael Vick the key to the city of Dallas. We appreciate you and we love you. I understand it to be.
You've earned it.
You earned it. We appreciate you and we love you.
Unbelievable.
Amazing.
Isn't there a Dallas... Yeah, a true Dallas hero or a true American hero that deserves the key more instead of someone from the rival Philadelphia Eagles?
Yeah.
You would think Tashard Choice's mistake would have opened everybody's eyes to, let's not honor this guy, and especially since he plays for the hated Eagles.
And it makes you think, okay, how many of these spare keys we give out? If Michael Vick can get one, they give out like 200 a year or
something?
That's
the thing. There's no policy on this. We have no idea how many are given out. And Tom Leppard has, asked the, city manager or whoever to draft some guidelines on this because we need to get this thing under control.
Wow. Dwayne Carraway simply wanted to be Michael Vick's friend. He wanted to jock sniff, and that was the best way to jock sniff was to give him the key to the city so that Michael Vick would like him.
People cheering. Oh, people were cheering for this.
He even got to play PA guy. Ladies and gentlemen, here he is.
We Michael! Love him. We appreciate him. Michael Vick!
Bum, 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 bum. That's really missing.
All right, we got to go.
Well, it's a story that everyone's talking about, at least many people are, the story of our Mayor Pro Tem Dwayne Carraway giving the key to the city to Michael Vick while Michael was in town for the Super Bowl. Gave it to him at a club, but there were kids there that they were doing a presentation to or whatnot, and Dwayne Carraway decides, well, I'm going to give one of my keys to the city to Michael Vick. Of course, this pisses a lot of people off, because wasn't Michael Vick the guy who personally killed dogs and seemed to relish in it? If you've ever read that, the indictment of him and what he was convicted of, it wasn't just like, well, he had some knowledge that some people may have been doing something.
No, he was,
no.
Knew what was going on.
It was evil, evil crap. And he served 19 months in prison for it. And he's still on probation.
Isn't one of the
or
stories...
parole, one of the two. How does
it
work?
Yeah, probation. One of the stories, he took his kids' dogs and threw them into the ring and killed them.
Yeah.
That's Michael Vick.
And, I'm all for second chances, rehabilitation, paying your price, paying the price to society. But this, very controversial. I disagree with it. Well, the man who did it joins us now on our phone, Mayor Pro Tem Dwayne Carraway. Welcome, Mr. Carraway. How are you?
And which one am I speaking with?
This is Gordon.
Gordon and George and Craig.
That's it.
How you guys doing?
We're doing well.
Well, you're not doing too well because we have this controversy,
mm-hmm.
and we have this, matter of, let's say, respectfully disagreement to a point, and I appreciate the opportunity that you all have given me so I can at least bring clarity or attempt to bring clarity as related to what's on my mind.
All right.
One, and if I'm allowed to go, let me say what I need to say, and then we can get into discussion.
Go ahead.
And I'm not trying to run your show.
That's okay.
But here's the deal. Number one, we're Super Bowl weekend, and we have everybody in the world coming here. We get all the snow. You get everything. Everybody's all snowed in. And on Saturday, folks are ready to get out. That's a fact. Number two, at 5 o'clock in the afternoon at a facility downtown Dallas, and no one has supported and been as supportive of kids in this city, of young adults, young children, than I have. I've led the charge here at the city of Dallas. I have led the charge. I've had more than 30 teen summits here dealing with children and their future. Now, here's the deal. You have some wayward children that are looking to hear from somebody. Now, Gordon and George and Craig and a few others, I don't know how many of you have ever went out and talked to the kids and say, hey, stay off drugs. I'm not saying that you haven't, but stay off drugs. Obey your parents. Don't break the law. Get your education. Go and try to be a policeman, a fireman, a doctor, a lawyer. That is what the future of Dallas is about. As far as I'm concerned, yes, I have a responsibility to govern currently as we are doing, but also 25 years from now, those same children that we're talking about, trying to turn them around so they won't increase crime, will have a better grasp on life, will hear from somebody that they'll listen to. Now, I'm there. I'm suit and tied down, and those kids not listening to me. And the mission is to get a positive message to the kids. Whoever can deliver that 1-2 knockout punch that will get through those kids' mind, that's my only mission. My mission was not dealing with Michael Vick's past or the fact. Now, it doesn't erase the fact. It does not excuse the fact. I understand all of that. But my mission was those 200 or 300 kids hanging off the rafters. They needed to have an opportunity to hear somebody say, hey, look, I've done wrong. Don't follow in my footsteps. You can go and get an education. You don't have to make bad choices. Watch who you're hanging around. Watch who you pick as your friends. Go and become something in life. That in itself was my mission. It was not my mission to bring the dogfight aspect to the children's arena and a children's event on Saturday.
All right, but Mr. Caraway, people don't have a problem with Michael Vick talking to kids, I don't think. At least that's not what our contention is with you. Our contention is, why do you have to give him a key to the city just because he's speaking?
Well, number one, it's only a ceremonial key. It is not the official key.
Yes, but people are saying that he wasn't worthy of that ceremony.
But that is not my issue. Remember this, and I'm not going to get into the debate about it. My issue, Duane Caraway's issue, is focused only on the children and what we can do for them today moving forward, not to go back and debate what happened and why this and why that. If indeed we turned a child around in that setting, then our mission is complete.
So did you feel giving him the key to the city was an integral part of turning around that the child couldn't have been turned around without a presentation of the key?
Here's the deal. I think we got a lot of focus on the key, and should be.
Key represents every Dallas citizen. You are representing Dallas when you're offering a felon who's still on probation a key to the city.
I don't look at the past. I'm looking at the message that's delivered to the people that will be in charge of the city of Dallas 20 years from now. And if we can focus beyond his personal and get to the mission in which that was the structure of this event were for children, and even the gentleman that came, whatever his issues were, he came to a children's event. To try to deal with an issue at a children's event, and he could have, and bless him. I, first of all, let me say this: I do not condone fighting animals and dogs and all of that. I have two dogs at my house that live better than me. Okay, they get treated better than I do. So I love my golden retriever and my lab, but at the same token, Saturday's event, people and gentlemen, was not about nothing more than trying to turn 300-400 kids around that may be out at North Park Mall committing crimes.
But you did not need to give a key.
Had we not intervened?
You didn't need to give a key to the city. That's the thing.
I think that what we're doing now is making the issue. And Michael Vick is not going to be heard in this. I'm not going to be heard in this. I'm not going to be hurt. Mike's not going to be. But who's being hurt in this is and they are the children.
Okay,
that
Mr.
were
Caraway,
excited.
But can I?
Now, they are the children that were excited.
Yeah,
they are the children that absorbed the message.
But Mr.
And
Caraway,
now they're looking at all of the news as Michael Vick is bad.
Let me ask
this,
you. Let me
that.
Ask.
We're sending a mixed signal, and it is not fair to the children.
Okay, let me ask you one question though. Don't you believe that it's possible that by honoring this felon, that you sent the wrong message to the kids? If you had just let him speak about his experiences, maybe that would have been good enough. But now the kids say, wow, this guy killed dogs. He went to jail. He's
the
on
kids,
probation.
And he's getting
honored with a key to the city that is supposed to be presented to someone like a war hero, or, you know, the key to the city should
Gene
not be
Simmons.
Yeah, should not be handed out. Should not be
yeah,
handed
let's go
out
back to Gene Simmons. Let's go back to Gene. And I like Gene. Don't
but
get
Gene,
me wrong.
At least Gene but, was supporting the troops, and that's why he got a key.
Okay, but he was supporting the troops, and I'm supporting the children.
And wait, a convicted right felon. No, you're supporting it, a convicted
hold
felon.
It, hold it right there. He's supporting the troops, and I'm supporting the children.
You're spinning it that way, but that's not the case. It came across as though you wanted to befriend Michael Vick or meet Michael Vick. Or
oh, hell
that
no,
you were so happy
me.
To be in the company of Michael
you
Vick.
You love the Philadelphia Eagles.
Y'all give me a break on that, okay? That is not the case, not the issue. My issue is the children.
Okay,
and
let me
I
ask
challenge
you
every, wait a minute, and I challenge everyone. I challenge everyone that's listening. Come help, and then maybe we can turn this mission around.
All right, but I challenge you not to give keys to convicted felons. That's your challenge.
Well, now, wait a minute. Now, there are a whole lot of convicted felons out here.
Well, yes, and don't give them
in
keys.
The limelight. And it should not be that a $25 key to the city makes the difference in a child's life. And
just hand him the $25.
Right.
Don't give him the key.
That's kind of
make him purchase
saying.
His own.
It's just not that simple. But I appreciate it. But let me say this to you all. The ticket. I challenge you guys. Come out and come to some of my team summits. Come help me. Come help me, and let me say this.
Will we get a key?
Will you give us a key to the city?
Let me. No, I'm not giving out too many more keys. You can believe that. but let me say this. I appreciate us being able to agree and disagree. It is very important that you all understand that my mission was simply the children and getting the children a positive message. Not necessarily now. You know, the judgment of it, you know, if I gave him a special rec, would it have been the same thing? I think so, because of who and what and why the situation exists. However, I challenge other people to step up to the plate, come out and do the same thing that he did on the behalf of what my personal mission is. And my mission is only for kids. And you never heard me say black kids. They were kids, doggone it. They were white kids. Hispanic kids and black kids. They were hanging off the rafters trying to get...
Well, you should have got them down off the rafters before you started
unsafe.
The speech.
Yeah, those seats should have been deemed
sounds
unsafe
dangerous.
Like they were at Cowboy Stadium.
All right, yes, George has a comment.
No,
all right, George, come on.
All right, my comment is this. Do you at all regret doing this, or do you stand by what you did? If you had to do all over again, would you do it again?
Well, I would probably put a little bit more PR upfront PR to it. So that folks could have a much better understanding. I respect the citizens of this city, and no one has done more, even in the animal arena, than I have in this city. I'm the one that came up with the dangerous dogs, and I'm the one that took the animal control out to try to figure it out. I'm the one that's been supportive of the animal shelter. I'm the one that adopted my dog from the animal shelter and had them both spayed and neutered. So I am a dog lover. Now, it is very important that folks understand that, you know, it would have a different twist to it, because I want to be sensitive to the respect of the office that I do represent and the citizens. However, I have had some of the most nastiest, racist emails sent to me in all types of languages and to my office.
Did Tom Leppard send one of those?
It makes me have to take a look at the people that are calling themselves in favor of, but to look at where they are. And I've always been a straight shooter. I'm just telling you all. You know, you and I, we're not agreeing, but we are having a civil disagreement. And I am also saying that I respect what you guys are saying, and I will be open and more respectful and careful as to how I move futuristically as we move forward. So that means I hear what you're saying. It fell on my ears. Do I jump out and jump off the roof to go and do something else again real quick? No. But at the same token, I'm going to stay focused on my personal mission, and my personal mission is turning this city around with these kids. These kids are the future, and we don't have enough folks out here joining hands and turning these children's lives around. The prison's already filled, you guys.
All right, we'll come help you.
Yeah, yeah. And you know what?
Now, here's the deal. Y'all said it, and I am going to hold your feet to the fire.
We'll do it.
Yeah, those two said it. Not me.
Yeah, I didn't say it. George said it.
I'll do it, but they're not going to listen to me either.
And you know what? I think we should say this. We respect the work you do in the community with the kids. I think we all think that's great.
You need a key to the city.
We just think.
Yeah. Did you give him your key?
We just think it was a miscalculation.
I got an extra one. But it's not going nowhere. You can believe that.
We just think of all the people to be honored. And when you do present a key, you do represent every Dallas citizen.
Absolutely.
And I think to honor a felon, and in particular a Philadelphia Eagle.
Good God, man. What are you doing, Dwayne?
Hey, listen. Hey, yeah, that's just the way it is. I mean, he was the one wanted to talk to the kids, and we needed our kids to be talked to.
What about the report that his pants were hanging off his ass when he was doing that? You didn't say anything to him.
He was very well-dressed, well-mannered. I was very impressed with him. Never met him. Didn't get his autograph. Didn't give him a card. Didn't do any of that. I was there for one mission and one mission only, and that was to make sure the kids got the message. So people think that I'm trying to get around celebrities. Man, give me a break.
Would you give OJ a key?
Oh, I don't think so.
All right. Well, thank you, Dwayne. Hey, I know, man, you got to get to a meeting.
Well, why don't you guys come to City Hall, and then let's try to figure out how we can help move my dream forward, because all I'm trying to do is make better citizens for the city of Dallas. And the group we have right now, they're already here and present. It's the importance of grooming the group that's coming tomorrow, that's going to be in charge, that we got to make sure they're on the right track.
All right. And you're invited to my dog fight. I'm having one in a couple weekends.
I am not coming.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
See ya.
So he stopped short of saying that it was a mistake, but he does sound like he has regret about the way he handled it. I don't think he would do it again if he had the choice.
No.
I don't know if he's going to say that on here, but I don't think he would.
I just hope he understands, like the Tashard Choice incident, what an embarrassment this is for the town.
Yeah.
That's what I hope he gets, and I think he kind of does.
I think the reaction took him by surprise.
Yeah.
Because you know what? The bottom line is there are certain people where they don't see Michael Vick as badly as other people do.
Yeah.
And you heard that crowd cheer when they gave him the key to the city.
And if you're hitting him with racist emails and things like that, you're way out of whack. I mean, doing that to him.
But wrapping it up in, this is all about the children.
This is kind of about you giving a key to Michael Vick.
The key and the kids' work should be unrelated.
That was a force field that he would not drop.
No, he wouldn't drop that. No. Hey, if it works for you, stick to it. That's what he was doing. His quote was, "I feel so very proud to bestow on you, ... You deserve it." This is to Michael Vick. "You deserve it. You've earned it. We appreciate you and we love you."
Not all of us appreciate or love Michael Vick.
No, who's the we?
And when you do, as I told him, when you do that, you're representing the entire city when you present the key.
But
he did have a funny line, though, when he said, "I'm not going to be handing out any more keys anytime soon."
That was awesome.
He's been burned so badly by this key.
No, that is not the doctor that we visit with from time to time. I've already got a couple emails on that.
Snapper John and D?
Yes. That's not a character.
But he's a stand-up guy, at least.
He's a stand-up guy. Give him credit for coming on here.
Well, he's stand-up for coming on.
Well, he didn't have to come on and face it.
No, he didn't.
When I asked you to see if you could book him, I didn't think he would come on the show.
No, I didn't either.
So I do give him credit for that.
Well, thanks to Dwayne Carraway, our mayor pro tem, for coming on in Gordo's Corner today. All right, so our mayor pro tem, Dwayne Carraway, gives that key to the city to Michael Vick, and everybody's talking about it. Well, yesterday on the ticket, Morning Musers, we had Dwayne Carraway on in the corner, and he addressed the issue, kinda. We asked him our tough questions and sang him a few lullabies, and then he responded by basically force-fielding everything with the children. And I have a few excerpts from the interview if you'd like to hear this. Mm-hmm. This is Dwayne Carraway on our air yesterday.
And no one has supported and been as supportive of kids in this city, of young adults, young children, than I have, dealing with children and their future. You have some wayward children that are looking to hear from somebody. Now, Gordon and George and Craig and a few others, I don't know how many of you have ever went out and talked to the kids what the future of Dallas, 25 years from now, those same children. And the mission is to get a positive message to the kids that will get through those kids' minds. My mission was those 200 or 300 kids to the children's and a children's event. My issue, Dwayne Carraway's issue, is focused only on the children. Child around in that setting were for children. And even the gentleman that came, whatever his issues were, he came to a children's event. Children's event. Children's event. Children's
okay.
event. And he could have, and bless him, I 300 or 400 kids, and they are the children. They are the children that were excited.
Yep.
They're the children that absorbed the message, sending a mixed signal, and it is not fair to the children.
Okay.
The troops, and I'm supporting the children. I'm supporting the children.
You're spinning it that way.
Oh, hell
that
no,
you were so happy to be in the company of Michael
You
Vick.
Love the Philadelphia Eagles.
Hold it. My issue is the children.
Okay,
and I challenge everyone, mission around.
All right, but I challenge you not to give keys to convicted felons. That's your challenge.
Well, now, wait a minute. Now, there are a whole lot of convicted felons out here. Well,
yes, and don't give them
in
keys.
The limelight. But let me say this to you all. The ticket. Let me. No, I'm not giving out too many more keys. You can believe that. My mission was simply the children and getting the children a positive message. Not necessary. Now, you know, the judgment of it, you know, if I gave them a special rec, would it have been the same thing? I think so, because of who and what and why the situation exists. However, I challenge other people to step up to the plate, come out and do the same thing that he did on the behalf of what my personal mission is, black kids. They were kids.
You were so unfair to him there. That is not his personal mission.
But, and I only had about 5 minutes to... That actually is all those children...
References, yeah.
Yes. That's me taking out sentences in between them. And it went on. There were probably 50 more children references after that.
I was going to say,
his force field.
He must have referenced children or kids at least 100 times.
Yes. Yes.
And the thing that we tried to debate with him, the two should be unrelated. That's great that Michael Vick talked to the kids.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't mean...
Well, that's debatable, but yes.
Well, you know what? If it's don't mess up like I did. I saw some of the message, and it wasn't that bad. It's not a terrible thing.
Right, but it's unrelated. You don't have to give him a key to the city in order for him to talk to the kids.
Totally unrelated. And then when people criticize you for giving a key, don't just force field yourself with children 100 times over.
Well, and as I told him, I almost thought giving the key to Vic sends a worse message to the kids. Just let Vic tell his story about being in prison and how he did wrong. But then when you present him a key, it's almost like it says to the kids, wow, you're a hero if you go to prison, instead of just a contrite individual who realizes he made some mistakes. It was a mixed message that didn't need to be sent.
Yeah, and why not the message of, you do things like I had to go to prison, you'll never get a key to the city or anything like that, but at least you can come back and say, hey, don't do the wrong thing.
Our mayor pro tem got wrapped up in the emotion of it.
And the celebrity of Michael Vick.
He became Dwayne carried away.
Oh, my gosh.
Did you get the email from the P1 who said, boy, and it was such a spare presentation. Normally a key is in this nice velvet box. But
it's Carraway, in a shadow box.
Carraway pulled it out of his pocket.
It was cheap.
And I've received a lot of pictures of other people that Dwayne Carraway has given keys to. Chiverly Wong was one of them. The one I refused to repost was the Jared, whatever his name is. Lito, what's his name? The
Jared Lee Loeffner.
Subway Jared? Oh, I didn't see that one.
It's very disturbing because there's that bald, smiling head face getting the key.
That's horrible.
From Dwayne Carraway. All right, Dwayne Carraway was on our show yesterday. He's our mayor pro tem, and you know he might be our mayor soon. If Tom
Leopard
decides that he wants to run for the Senate, then Dwayne Carraway is going to be our mayor, because I guess that's what pro tem means, is that you're the
vice mayor.
Vice mayor, basically.
How did he get that position?
Because he did it for the children, Craig. What do you think?
Isn't that a scary thought that he's a heartbeat away from the mayorship?
By the way, he has crazy mustache. Have you seen him on the news?
Dwayne Carraway?
Yeah.
No, the latest picture I've seen of him was him handing the key to the city to Nasty Nestor.
He didn't have the real thin mustache in that picture?
Yeah, he does, a little bit. So, yeah, if Tom Leppard decides not to serve his full term, Carraway becomes the mayor. Well, there have been private discussions among some city council members as to how to persuade Dwayne Carraway to step down as mayor pro tem, because apparently some people just don't think he's qualified to be mayor.
I would agree with that.
Why would you say that?
Because he presented a key to the city to Michael Vick.
I sat here at this desk listening to you sing him a lullaby yesterday.
Whatever.
That didn't happen. We asked every hard-hitting question that we needed to. It's just that he was a master at the filibuster. And there was not a moment during that interview that I thought to myself, wow, he should be our mayor.
Well, stop singing them lullabies. All right. So, yeah, there's people saying that he should not be mayor. And he says, I think with the exception of a few last-minute blow-ups and mishaps, and maybe we should call them hiccups, I've displayed good leadership. Sounds like a pretty good defense to me. Yeah. Pretty good.
Did he have a run-in with the law at some point?
Oh, yeah. Well, there was some poker game thing. There was the domestic situation with his wife. That was just last month.
I did cocaine with him 5 years ago.
When there was a disturbance at his house, and he personally called Chief Brown to come out and bust up an argument. Now, conflicting reports, after the incident, he claimed that it had nothing to do with him and his wife. It was between Arthur and Archie. One of them was a big Eagles fan, one of them was a big Cowboys fan, and they were watching the Cowboys-Eagles play. Then Dallas police saying, wait, you're lying about this incident, basically. And then he acknowledged, yeah, okay, it was a dust-up between me and my wife, and it was a dust-up between me and my wife. And then he gave some confusing explanation of, well, guys out there who are married, they know sometimes you don't want bacon and eggs, but that's just one of the things you have to put up with.
Wow.
I don't know what that means.
I don't know what that means either.
And he might be our mayor.
Yeah. Now, about this Michael Vick thing, you know, he released an apologetic statement saying and in that statement he said he was done with the matter. He wasn't going to discuss it anymore. But then, as the Dallas Morning News reports, but he was back at it Tuesday morning defending his decision to give Vick the key on The Ticket, one of Dallas's popular radio sports talk stations.
The only.
So, yeah, he was here. Now, he's given away other keys recently, too.
Uh-oh.
These are
punchlines.
No, these are real ones that he has given. Bill Cosby.
Okay, fine.
Vivica Fox and Debbie Allen.
All right. I'm fine with those.
He likes the celebrity.
Yes.
And he was very offended when you claimed that he just liked cozying up to celebrities.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like we're over keen. It just needs to go to, I don't know, the head coach of Dallas Carter when they win a state championship, or does something heroic, or
I think that you don't need to do the key anymore. All that replicating of keys, just get one of the electronic key pads and give someone the code.
Yeah, give him a key fob.
Yeah. Well, no, that sounds more expensive. Just hand him a little slip of paper that says, "Okay, the electronic key code to the city is this." And then that's all you have to do.
By the way, I don't think you give a key to the city to someone who's from that city, like the Dallas Carter head football coach.
Oh, really? It's got to be someone from outside the city?
I believe that's the deal with a key to the city. It's always an outsider. You don't give
know.
It. You don't give it to someone who lives there. Look that up. I think I'm right.
I don't have time to look it up right now.
Well, I'll
Can I just disagree with you on a gut level? It's a lot easier. Yeah, apparently Dwayne Carraway, looks like in this picture he gave one away to Idi Amin before his death.
The mayor pro tem. Anybody want to give me 60 seconds on what that means? I think it's kind of like the mayor.
Is he second in line if the mayor is a...
His name is Dwayne Carraway.
In the bathroom or something?
Friend of the ticket now, apparently.
Why?
The Musers popped him on.
The Musers popped him on.
Today?
How do you do?
He did the fake Jerry.
Boy,
he did fine?
He did fine. Nah.
What does did fine mean?
He did
well, anyway,
fine
he gave.
He stuck to his playbook.
Point.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's give the headline. He gave Michael Vick a key to the city on Saturday.
Which is code for he really wanted to meet Michael Vick.
You know how maybe other right? cities have mayor pro tems that aren't, you really wouldn't give a damn about who he was? This dude is very visible. He is all
Dwayne Carraway
place.
Is?
Yes.
Brother?
All over the place.
Well, if
yes,
I may reference
brother.
The news again last night, the actual mayor, Leppert?
Yep, Tom Leppert.
Mm-hmm. Dude could not distance harder if he tried.
Oh, really?
He gave Carraway the Heisman. Yeah. Like, look,
well, Carraway said he believes a great majority of the people of Dallas would have supported his decision.
Except the mayor.
Despite Vic's conviction for running a vicious dogfighting ring.
Now, what part of the community would...
It says here, I gave it to him. Sure I did. The wayward children that were there needed to have hope.
He said the store, his store was an inspiration.
So was Vic at some charity thing
yeah,
with
he was,
kids?
He was
talking to the kids, yes.
Kids about...
Speaking to kids about his life and the trouble.
He's paying
and,
off his
Now, I know,
debt.
Okay, we're all up in arms over this.
Right, his probation. Look, you can go to Dallas.
Yes,
you have to
I
talk.
Am...
You have to talk to kids twice a month. So just, if you're going to the Super Bowl, go find some kids and tell them not to fight dogs.
Mark it down, right?
Yeah.
Write down the time you were there.
Try to have someone with their iPhone kind of videotape.
And I think the only footage that they had was a very, very shaky cell phone footage of Carraway giving. It wasn't like official news footage or anything. It was from
because he thought of it on
camera,
the fly, right?
A camera phone who's just shaking. And
now, they had already given the key to Gene Simmons, and they had to get it back. And then
well,
give
wait.
It to, like,
now, no one is more up in arms than me. I can't tell you how upset I am at this whole thing.
You're a jerk.
But let's say you get a key to the city. What does that do?
That looks nice on the mantle.
You probably can't actually use it anywhere.
Wouldn't you like one?
That's just not possible.
Like it doesn't open a
it's
door.
It's not one of those hotel keys that open every door? Like does it open actually every door in this whole
you
city?
You get into any Starbucks after hours, make yourself a latte.
And they show the official key that the mayor will give that's all big and shiny and stuff.
And there's no way that's going to fit in any
They
keyhole.
Made sure that it... To let you know that it wasn't the one that the mayor would give. Any council person can give the key to the city that Carraway gave to Vic.
This one was made of chocolate.
This was actually on a
YouTube.
Key ring.
Hold on, okay.
So did he do...
The key comedy series breaks out.
So
a Dallas area radio reporter who says that he and his wife adopted one of the dogs rescued from Vic's fighting kennel.
Our friend Richard Hunter, yes sir.
He is the one who shot video of the presentation.
Oh, it was
oh,
on
was
his
that
iPhone.
His shaky footage.
Then recorded his attempt to talk to Vic as he left the event, which would make me believe that he didn't talk to Vic, because he recorded his attempt to talk to Vic. The video is posted on YouTube with the radio reporter's commentary inserted as text between video frames. Carraway insisted the presentation wasn't about Vic's past, but his turnaround since leaving prison and returning to professional football.
I don't know about...
What he is doing and the effect it has on the children's lives is the most important factor.
He said they'll listen to an athlete far more than they'll listen to some dude in a suit.
In the eyes of many people, he's a hero, said Carraway, adding that he doesn't condone animal cruelty. Wow. Okay, then. See, I thought this was part of his animal cruelty initiative. It's like porn. Porn and animal cruelty and drugs, right? They don't have anybody supporting them. We
now,
need more support for animal cruelty.
Now, when did he do Minnie the Moocher?
Who?
It's not Cal.
And
it's Caraway, not Calloway.
Oh, thought he and busted then, into
hidey, 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 hidey.
Do the last one. Do the skip it, boy. In this segment, let me open up my little audio file that I have created.
There it is.
What? That's it opening up?
It's a fart trumpet, Dan. What do we got?
All right, in this segment, we're going to deal with a story that has really gone big, especially if you watch the ESPN scroll at night. But it's the story of Michael Vick receiving a key to the city of Dallas.
Can you believe that?
What are we going to do about all this? Does anybody know?
If
it wasn't embarrassing enough that we allowed it to snow during Super Bowl week, now we go and give Michael Vick a key to the city. It really has to be the actual mayor of Dallas, whoever that is.
Mayor Leppard.
Really has to just have his hand in his heads, or his head in his hands. That makes more sense. Like,
well, the other happens too.
Gosh, I can't believe this guy has spoken again.
He's
now who's the
he's lame duck, I believe. He already said that he's not running again. He doesn't care.
He's not.
Well,
you're only lame duck
guy?
If there's a new one appointed, right? Like, has there already been a new guy?
No, they have to elect the mayor.
But who's the guy that gave Michael Vick a key to the city?
Dwayne Carraway. He's the mayor pro tem.
All right. So that means if Tom Leppert
if he has to go potty and they really
it out of control
mayor.
And okay, if he...
I'm enjoying the list of people who have keys to the city, by the way.
Oh, you have a list of that?
The Dallas Morning News City Hall blog has put together, according to their notes, that Vivica A. Fox has one.
Oh, right.
You've met her.
Marty B. has one. Martellus Bennett has a key to the city.
Both hot.
What? Why does Marty B. have a key to the city?
For his contributions to the West Dallas community.
Who hungry?
Vague.
There you go.
So he just gave money to West Dallas?
It seems Regina Taylor, do we know her?
She's a singer.
Regina.
Bill Cosby.
He's funny.
Gene Simmons. Gene Simmons checks in as the first white person on this list, I think.
I think they just threw him one this weekend.
He did.
Yeah.
For his party benefiting the troops.
Benefiting the troops, man. You want to not be able to be criticized?
Luis Yanez.
Throw a party to benefit the troops.
Well, that's Steve Salazar.
Who?
Who gave the keys to Simmons and...
Who's that?
I guess he's a council member. Any council
so
member
any
can,
council
get,
member
yes,
can just throw
point.
These keys around? Not, shouldn't it be just the mayor
but
can
it's
give
not,
a key to the
it's
city?
It's not the big... There are two different keys that they can give out.
All right,
have
but,
one big official
Cab,
one that the mayor
Cab
gives
Calloway,
out.
Cab Calloway, though, has given it to Vivica A. Fox.
That's Dwayne Calloway.
Debbie Allen and Bill Cosby and Michael Vick.
Right. And who gave
Who's
it to
Debbie
one
Allen?
The,
she's
the,
like an old, right?
Yeah, the fame chick, the...
Choreographer.
Yeah, she's...
Is it possible
the Cosby
that,
lady's sister.
Is it possible that this gentleman is using this as a vehicle to meet celebrities that he finds intriguing?
Well, but
maybe.
This whole Michael Vick
Vivica
thing...
Vivica A. Fox, Michael... Or excuse me. Yeah, Vivica A. Fox, Debbie Allen, Bill Cosby, and Michael Vick.
So it's like, hey, I want to meet Bill Cosby. Hey, I'll offer him a key to the city.
And some fall for it, I suppose. Yes, I'll be there to receive my key to the city. Next thing you know, you're getting... A whole shopping
right,
cart of gear signed. And
let's listen to a couple minutes of audio. Clay Davis was on with the Musers the other day.
Dwayne Carraway.
Then you work your way into Minnie the Moocher, and everyone's happy.
Cab Calloway was on
ridiculous.
With the Musers the other morning. And
Zoot Suit.
Howdy, howdy,
let's listen
howdy,
for a couple minutes, shall
okay.
we?
All right.
Oh, wait. Maybe I should plug this into here.
Into the Apple Store.
And turn
yes,
it up.
That pleases me.
We'll do this, and then we'll do this.
Mayor Pro Tem, Dwayne Carraway. Welcome, Mr. Carraway. How are you?
And which one am I speaking with?
This is Gordon.
Gordon and George and Craig.
That's
yes.
it.
How you guys doing?
We're doing well.
Okay. Well, you're not doing too well because we have this controversy,
mm-hmm.
and we have this, matter of, let's say, respectfully disagreement to a point. and I appreciate the opportunity that you all have given me, so I can...
Sounds a little bit like Jerry with that speak right
like
there.
Like, at this point, do you think this is a Gordon character?
1P1 said he sounds like Jesse the Usher.
Seriously.
And which is offensive.
Let's say respectfully disagreement to a point, and I appreciate the opportunity that you all have given me, so I can at least...
Do you think maybe even when they had him on, the Musers, like, people were thinking this is a character?
That's what I, yeah.
Like, that they actually believe that? Not just, he sounds like a character.
Like I just said.
All right. I didn't know that you meant that. I thought you meant...
Bring clarity, or attempt to bring clarity, as related to what's on my mind.
All right.
One, and if I'm allowed to go, let me say what I need to say, and then we can get into discussion.
Go ahead.
And I'm not trying to run your show.
That's okay.
But here's the deal. Number one, we're Super Bowl weekend, and we have everybody in the world coming here. We get all the snow. You get everything. Everybody's all snowed in. And on Saturday, folks are ready to get out. That's a fact. Number two.
That wait a second. Wait a second.
That's a good point.
No, that's a fact. Saturday, I was itching. I had to get out the house.
Hold on a second, though. So the question is, basically, why did you give Michael Vick a key to the city? That's what everyone wants to know.
Because everybody had cabin fever.
So the answer is, there's no other way to solve this.
Get Michael Vick!
Look, there was snow. Can you argue with the fact that there was snow?
No.
There
no.
was snow. Okay, right.
And were snow is cold.
Were many people snowed in?
Yes.
Right? Okay, right. Now, if snowed in, can you argue, would you say that people want to get out?
Especially kids.
We're not there yet.
And our children, our future.
No, right now, we're still on number one. The number one fact of, because the question, the looming question is, why does Michael Vick deserve a key to the city?
Because it's cold.
Was it snowy?
Yes.
Okay.
There.
Touche.
But
that doesn't have anything to do with anything. Was it fact or fiction? Snowing?
Yes.
Okay.
But the key to the city, I don't
number
understand.
Two.
We're going to number two.
Oh,
now.
Okay.
Number
two.
All
right. Number one's closed.
Number two. At 5 o'clock in the afternoon at a facility downtown Dallas, and no one has supported and been as supportive of kids in this city, of young adults, young children.
Now,
do you agree that children are young?
Now we're getting into one of the other things that. Boy, I think I just mentioned Gene Simmons. When you're supporting the military, you are hands off from criticism. Another one is kids.
So you think kids are a force field?
They're going to be running the world someday, Bob.
If you support kids...
So who here is against kids? Let you speak first.
Okay. Now we'll get into the description of kids.
I don't think Donovan likes
being as supportive of kids in this city, of young adults, young children... Than I have. I've lived
now.
Okay, pause that.
All right.
So adults.
So you're allowed to vote yourself.
Yeah, but hey, I
the one who cares about kids more than anyone else in the city.
Say no right. one has, you know, spoken to the kids like Michael Vick. So that's why
I gave the key
to the city.
Me.
No one loves kids more than me.
Me and a kid. I mean, now adults are they're smaller than adults. They're younger. They're kids. They're like adults, but they're kind of a smaller version.
They're like the predecessor.
Yeah.
They're like
before people
they're
become
similar
adults,
to adults,
they
but
to
they
kids.
Don't. They're not as big or as wise, and that's why I help them.
Well, but what about Michael Vick?
Supported and being as supportive of kids in this city, of young adults, young children. Than I have. I've led the charge here at the city of Dallas.
Led the charge.
I have led the charge. I've had more than 30 teen summits here dealing with children and their future.
So far we have,
all right.
Why did you give Michael Vick a key to the city? Number one, it was snowy.
Right.
Number two,
kids.
I've led the charge. With kids.
Setting it up.
We've had 30 teen summits, Dan. How many have you done?
So that's been number two.
More than 30 teen summits here dealing with children and their future. Now, here's the deal. You have some wayward children that are looking to hear from somebody. Now, Gordon and George and Craig and a few others. I don't know how many of you have ever went out and talked to the kids and say, hey, stay off the road. I'm not saying that you haven't. but stay off drugs. Obey your parents. Don't break the law. Get your education. Yeah. Go and try to be a policeman, a fireman, a doctor, a lawyer. That is what the future of Dallas is about, as far as I'm concerned.
Right.
Yes, I have a responsibility to govern currently.
Okay, so he's saying, all right, hold on.
I agree.
He's saying in his vision of Dallas,
right,
he doesn't want kids who shoot guns or use drugs.
He wants them to be firemen.
And he's telling the kids not
doctors,
to do that.
Lawyers, police, and firemen.
Interesting.
No other choice.
Hey, drugs are bad. Guns are bad.
It's a very radical view
of... I don't know how many times you've gone and talked to kids about that, but I've done it a minimum of 30.
Certainly not 30 teen summits.
And how many times have you done it after being snowed in for 4 days?
So what does this have to do with Michael Vick, though,
sir?
The
key.
We're getting to that. We're getting
currently,
to that.
As we are doing. But also, 25 years from now, those same children that we're talking about, trying to turn them around so they won't increase crime, will have a better grasp on life, will hear from somebody that they'll listen to. Now, I'm...
All right. Are we following this so far?
He's wearing a suit and tie.
25 years from now, you want him to have listened to somebody, right? Here we go.
Now, I'm there. I'm suit and tie down, and those kids not listening to me. And the mission is to get a positive message to the kids who...
Now, wait. I thought you'd been to 30 teen summits, so they haven't listened to you, though?
He gave up.
Because he dresses too nice.
Right.
He's
been tied down. Maybe
should try a sweatsuit, perhaps. Because
but he's at 30 teen summits,
suit and tie and working with
we've now discovered they really don't listen to me.
You need
they're
someone that's going
to
make
me
a dent.
All right.
And they're thinking.
Whoever can deliver that 1-2 knockout punch that will get through those kids' mind, that's my only mission. My mission was not dealing with Michael Vick's past or the fact. Now, it doesn't...
the fact!
Don't deal with the facts.
You know, that's... Everybody's trying to use facts. Muddying up the whole situation with facts.
Right.
Next week.
My mission is kids.
Kids, I want you to meet Charles Manson. He made some mistakes along the way.
Now, we're not here to talk about that.
Charles Manson. We're not here to talk about the facts.
Does not drive
that
message.
Ignore that swastika.
Don't worry about the swastika.
Hi, I'm Charles Manson. You guys shouldn't
We've
do what
all
I
all made mistakes.
He does not dress well, so you listen to him.
Don't do drugs. What's this in my pocket? Key to the city.
It was recently snowy, right?
Right.
Yeah, is he just carrying one of these around that on a whim? Because... they got to have something in place, like a vote, before some guy can just wildly throw a key to the city at Marty B.
Because
he gets caught.
Any council person can do it.
I'm hanging out with Marty B. at a bowling alley. Key to the city, buddy.
Did you hear Mayor Leppard on Channel 8 saying, I've asked Mayor Pro Tem Caraway? To draft guidelines for the future on how we're going to give away keys to the city. Draft guidelines. Yeah.
But right now, the guidelines are any council person who at any point
wants
just
to meet a celebrity
feels like giving a key to the city.
They can roll it out.
He's watching Kill Bill. Wow, that Vivek A. Fox.
Boy, maybe Prince would have showed up if we promised him one of those.
Wow, that's explosive. There's like 12 more minutes we didn't even get to.
We'll do that.
How far along did we get?
We got 2:45 in.
Really?
It's just the fact that all these council members...
Now,
the users haven't even talked yet.
This list is really amazing of people who have keys to the city. He just effed up and gave it to this
number one,
cat, but... Man,
it was snowing.
Right.
Right. That affected his judgment.
Number
right
two, I've spoken to many kids.
And they're
many,
young.
Like 30. They're adults.
That's teen summits.
Younger than adults. They're like adults.
See,
they're smaller.
In Dallas, we have a lot of what we call younger adults. You might call them kids.
Right. They're adults.
They're adults, but not as old.
And do you want them carrying guns and doing drugs?
Well, of course not.
Okay, well, that's why I talk to them, but they don't listen to me because I dress very well.
So here's dogfighting expert Michael Vick. Kids?
And I think they said he was up there for like 2 minutes.
Right, that's it.
Kids, you know.
Looking at his phone.
I made mistakes. Don't do what I did. Don't fight dogs. If you play quarterback, they'll forgive you. All right, here's the key to the city.
Look both ways.
I don't think that was his
Vick kind of looked at it and just kind of tossed it out the way.
Hey, and go Eagles.
Michael Vick, out.
Go Eagles. And
take key and just let it go and walk off.
Go dogs. All right. Well,
go dogs. Is that what
well,
my
no, we want dogs.
He's pro dogs.
Now I am.
Right.
No guns, no drugs.
Pro dog life.
Up on dog.
Hey, you know, this key will get you right into the pound. Open or close, you got the key, boy.
Wow. What? Wow, wow.
Finally, we're back to honker soaping weather. So,
honkers,
down at City Hall, there's been a big to-do going on for the last week or so after Mayor Pro Tem Dwayne Carraway gave the key to the city.
To-do.
To Michael Vick. And yesterday, I don't know if you guys got to listen to the Musers, but they actually had Mayor Pro Tem Carraway on the air.
He's wheels off looking, by the way.
He's wheels off sounding, too. There's no doubt about it. And to think that guy could be a mayor kind of creeps me out. What does Pro Tem mean, anyway?
Yeah, Mike.
Well, I don't know.
You're into politics.
Yeah, you're older. You're supposed to know this stuff.
Right. It's like kind of me asking my dad, like, how to change a carburetor.
I guess when the mayor's not there, he takes over.
Yeah, it's like vice president, second in command.
Okay.
Yeah, if the mayor gets assassinated, then they swear him in on the plane to Washington.
Where's our mayor?
I don't know. Tom Leppard is the mayor.
Yeah, no, where is he?
Wait a minute, I thought Fred Hoiberg was the mayor.
No, that's a nickname from a former Iowa State basketball player. He's the mayor. I think he coaches Iowa State now.
Oh, he does?
I think so.
Well,
anyway,
kick ass.
I'm going to vote for Angela Hunt.
She said she's not running.
I'm still going to vote for her.
I'm voting for David Kunkel.
Yeah, the Kunk.
We got to throw our support behind the chief.
Yeah, after he was so wronged, and I sat here and just watched it unfold.
You, above all, should.
He's trying
all right,
to,
I will.
He's trying to start a motion to get his nickname changed to the Kunk.
The Kunk.
Or what?
So anyway,
well, I'm going to call him the chief.
Mayor Pro Tem Carraway, this is one of the bigger jackass moves that has been made in our city in a long time. He gives a key to the city to Michael Vick. He comes on with the Morning Musers and explains that it's because of the kids. Because kids,
that doesn't make sense.
Because kids look up to Michael Vick and the way that
Kids like that.
He's been able to turn his life around, and he's done good things, and he's helped out the Boys and Girls Clubs and stuff like that. It looked like to me that basically Mayor Pro Tem Carraway wanted to meet Michael Vick, and he figured this is the best way to do it.
To hide behind the kids.
Right, and give him the key to the city. Now, it's not an official key to the city.
Where's the door?
We don't have a door. It's kind of a figurative piece of the city. It doesn't fit into anything.
What kind of lock do they have on it?
Is it like a padlock or?
So he gives the key to the city to Michael Vick, and people freak out. And the one guy who freaked
I'm
out the most
you a question.
Was our old ticket patriot Richard Hunter. Now, for those who don't remember Richard, it's been a long time.
Ty remembers him.
He was on the air.
He replaced the hot spot.
Who are you talking about?
Yeah, he was on the air from like 02 to
05.
3 years?
Yeah.
So he's been off the air for 6 years or so?
I thought he was more like 01.
No, 05 was his last year with us.
Well, no, but I thought he started on 01.
There's no way to know.
So they let him go, and he's done a variety of jobs, worked at a couple of different places. I'm not sure exactly.
He worked with the Hammer once. Remember?
I'm Big Dick.
Wasn't that a station that was an internet station, though? Was that a
radio
station? Yeah,
they did a show from the Granada, and the Hammer kept falling asleep.
I think that was actually a station where you had to pay for your airtime.
Right.
Oh, no.
But it was.
Well, whatever the case.
That's where it's all going.
Whatever the case.
We're going to have to get out there and sell some spots before long. You know that, don't you?
Fine. I'm a great salesman.
Whatever the case, Richard took offense to this more than anybody else because he adopted one of Michael Vick's dogs, what is known as a bait dog in the dog fighting ring. And this dog was saved before he was killed. And basically a bait dog just is thrown in there for other dogs to just...
To eat.
Eat, basically, yeah. So Richard kind of filmed a video of all this when Michael Vick got the key to the city. I don't know if you guys saw the video.
No.
Mike, this is Richard Hunter from 1190.
Yeah, does he work for 1190?
That's what he said.
I don't know. I don't know. I haven't talked to him in a long time. I don't know what he's up to.
Struggling.
So he films this video, and Vic's security tells him to F off, that he's not talking to anybody. which I understand that they're his bodyguards. That's what they're not good Christian men. Mm-hmm. They're bodyguards. They're thugs. They're not nice. So they shooed Richard away, and Richard put together this very heartfelt video. But then today he went out to City Hall. Now, this is a very impassioned speech that he gives City Hall, because anybody can go to City Hall. You can. If you're upset about the way that your trash is being handled, you can go speak.
And I have.
I know you have.
You have? Numerous occasions, yes.
For what?
This and that.
That's specific.
Black people. War protests.
He was trying to rid the city of black people.
Really?
Yeah.
Again.
Mm-hmm. Right. The line of demarcation between us and them is growing smaller every day.
Too many blacks.
That's the only recording we have of your speech.
So this is, I really credit Richard for doing this, because you know what? I feel the same way. He basically wants Mayor Pro Tem Carraway to step down because mm-hmm. he's a jack wagon.
Mm-hmm. Hey, let me know. Did Richard take Matt the P1 Virgin with him to City Hall? Or 12-step Reuben?
Look, Richard Hunter is very useful.
Or the 6-foot blonde.
Very useful.
Or Big Dave.
In political
and he's
world.
He's really good at this
world.
Stuff. He's yeah. smart as hell. He's well-spoken.
Yeah.
I wish he would get into politics.
Right.
Like,
well, he tried.
Well, you know what I mean. Like doing yeah. a political radio show.
He just doesn't need a platform.
You don't need Grizzly Adams and
yeah. Big Anthony.
My running mate is...
is Mr.
Air Force
T.
Amy. Air Force Amy. And what's that guy that runs the hooker home up
Dennis
there
Hoff.
That he got married? Yeah.
Rowdy Hayton Walt.
Yes.
So Richard,
he needs to take himself a little more seriously.
Richard calls for all this. And listen to the... And this is a couple of minutes. We're going to play it because it's well worth it. He does a great job. But... listen to the response he gets.
My wife and I have adopted one of the dogs that was rescued from Michael Vick's dogfighting compound. His name is Mel, and he is the sweetest boy that you can imagine. You see, Vick couldn't make him a dogfighter, so he used him as a bait dog, muzzled and thrown in with fighters to be killed in the interest of making his dominant dogs better champions. Michael Vick tried his best to kill Mel, but the law got to him before he could finish the job. This is Mel cowering in a corner when he sees a stranger. On Saturday, I was horrified to witness Mayor Pro Tem Carraway gleefully proclaiming that a power had been bestowed on him to give the man that tried to kill my dog the key to my city. Mayor Pro Tem Carraway, I came home that day to a devastated wife who couldn't believe that someone in your position of power and influence would be so cruel as to celebrate with our city's official honor a convicted felon who has not yet even completed his probation, and who worked so hard to give Mel the scars that he will wear for the rest of his life. I had no explanation for her, sir, because I couldn't make sense of it either. Your rogue decision to besmirch the reputation of our city during a week when the eyes of the world were upon us was an embarrassment to Dallas, but it was a humiliating slap in the face to my family, who witnesses, through Mel's special needs, a constant reminder of your honorees' brutal crimes. I understand, Mayor...
He keeps holding up the picture of the dog, like over and over
oh,
and
yeah.
over for
effect.
Yeah.
Effort that you have suggested introducing new stricter guidelines for presentation of keys to the city. I would suggest as part of those guidelines that if you are considering someone for this honor, and you can actually ask yourself the question, what would his victims' families think about this? Stop considering it right there. Mayor Pro Tem Carraway, when you were asked by WFAA if you thought it was a wise decision to give the key to the city to a felon, you replied, "That's not what I was looking at." How that wasn't top of mind for you is unfathomable to me. That is the first thing that comes to mind for most people, as evidenced by the backlash of outrage that you are now experiencing. Even the mayor of Newport News, where Michael Vick is from and where his own aunt is on the city council, said they would not consider such a bizarre action. Mayor Pro Tem Carraway, you said on radio dismissively that the key to the city is worth about $25.
The ticket. He was on the ticket.
The ticket.
Our
the
civic
ticket.
Pride, sir, the is ticket. Worth much more than that. Based on your defiance in the face of the reaction to your rash decision and your subsequent diminishing and devaluing of the city's official honor as a means to defend your actions, I respectfully ask you to relinquish your title as Mayor Pro Tem. If you're not willing...
Okay, now he's grandstanding a little bit because he's...
Okay,
he's
hey, you got to do it.
I know,
that's
I know.
How this works.
And then he went outside and got in the Girls Gone Wild van and drove off.
Maybe he did, but this is good stuff.
Oh.
So diminished.
I want to hear the rest of it.
Oh, I know.
...to do so...
Oops, snake.
For the good of the city's national public image and the council's good standing with its citizens, then I implore you, the council, to remove the title from him. I conclude, Mayor Leppert, thank you for disavowing this reckless decision by Mayor Pro Tem Carraway. I now ask that you complete the task of preserving the city's reputation by rescinding the key. Otherwise, those who see that key displayed on Vic's mantle will be given the false perception that the city of Dallas honored him in a way that no one but Mr. Carraway intended. Please, Mayor Leppert, take back that key.
All right, there's the impassioned speech.
Right.
Lower the music again, Groobs. And the whole council sitting there, each and every one of them could say something, including Mayor Pro Tem Carraway. Here's what he gets. This is Mayor Tom Leppert responding to Richard.
Thank you very much. As I made clear, the official keys of the city were never given out. Mm-hmm. Most importantly, though, we appreciate you giving a good home to Mel, surrounded by a lot of love. Thank you. Madam Secretary?
That's it.
And that's it. Madam Secretary, let's move on. Next topic, please. Yeah, sprinkler code at Tietze Park.
Sprinkler code?
Seriously. So, I do respect him a lot for going up there and doing that, and he does have a...
He should have had Jose Canseco standing by his
okay.
side.
Leave him alone, Ty. We get it. You're scoreboarding
him. That would have made more of an impact.
Yeah, you're scoreboarding him now.
How's he scoreboarding him?
Yeah, how much?
He's still working up here. Yeah. That's how.
Not for long, I guess.
But...
Boy, Ty has an axe to grind with him
else. I love him.
He got you your start in this business.
It's true, as inexplicably right-leaning Ty Walker.
I think you go to bed and dream about working with him. Nightmares. Well, anyway,
well,
kudos.
You guys apparently have nightmares about that sort of thing.
I do.
Yeah, ours are a little more valid.
Kudos to Richard for doing that, and I, you know, who knows where it's going to go. I do think, though, that Richard, and I don't know if it was, I don't know if Richard actually brought this to light because he didn't need to, but I mean, the insanity that surrounded giving Michael Vick the key to the city, I think that exposed Mayor Pro Tem Carraway, and if he has any more aspirations of rising in power, yeah, it's gone. It's completely
Let's
gone.
Let's hope.
Yeah.
Now, what was Leppert's his reasoning that no official key to the city was given?
You know what?
He says it's not the official key to the city.
Like Gene Simmons the other day didn't get the official key to the city.
Right.
He just got some half-ass. I mean, when there's a key to the city presented...
Yeah, he got the skeleton key.
Yeah, like the back door key.
Hey, now. I'll take that one.
I will, too.
I'm in.
Okay.
You're not?
Come on, man.
More sex jokes.
What are you talking about?
You guys
gay love must be through the back door.
You guys have a combined age of 100, and you're making back door jokes. You understand that?
Like you're any better.
You understand that?
Let's hear some of your high-minded comedy.
No, I'm just saying. Well, hang on. I'll issue it here in a little bit. Okay. I kind of pick and choose my spots. I don't go for the obvious.
Church sucks.
There you go.
Anal bleaching.
I'm real subtle.
Lesbian big boob bangaroo too.
That guy's done.
Good.
He's got to be done. And if you heard him on with the Musers, he sounded like such an idiot.
Well, he's quoted in the paper today saying he's ready to take over as the full-time mayor if Leppert's not going to go.
Wow.
He says he's displayed good leadership.
Yeah, right.